Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the fourth week of Easter, and from the United States we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is, Where is God?
The Gospel according to John. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. And Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still don't know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I say to you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father, and whatever you ask in my name I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. How many times have you heard people say, Where is God? Show me that I can get through this. At the Last Supper, Philip challenged Jesus, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. And Jesus reminds Philip, Have I not been with you all this time and you still do not know me? I've heard teens say about family members, They don't know me. They don't listen. They don't care. Jesus doesn't discount Philip's questions, but reminds him of the source of his power and words. It is God. God within Jesus, as it is God's presence within us, that we can do what we cannot imagine. Jesus embodies God in a tangible way. In baptism, we become one with Christ and are filled by the Spirit. But can we understand or believe it? Like Philip, we're called to believe, but if not in Christ, in the works Jesus performed, or in the works we do with the strength we didn't know we had. I remember sitting with a mother who had a stillborn child. The child was alive a day or two before it was born, and then the tragic loss. I didn't know what I could say or do, only listen. And be together in grief. Haven't we all had experiences we didn't know how we could, to the person who just lost some close relative, their home, a fire, a car crash, a war? Today's gospel reminds us, whoever believes in me will do the works I do, and will do greater ones than these because I am going to the Father. God can do in us what is more than we can ask or imagine. You and I are children of God, and Jesus told us, whatever you ask in my name, I will do. We can often see God at work in others, but can we experience God in ourselves? Today, let us acknowledge the presence of Christ within. How have you or I been held in the love of God? When have we known it? Can we trust that in God, more is possible than we think.